This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Joe Biden used his State of the Union address Thursday night to announce a new humanitarian mission for Palestinians overwhelmed by Israel's campaign against Hamas.
I'm directing the U.S. military to lead an emergency mission to establish a temporary pier in the Mediterranean on the coast of Gaza that can receive large shipments carrying food, water, medicine, and temporary shelters. No U.S. boots will be on the ground.
In a campaign-style delivery, Biden also spoke about a new tax proposal for the wealthy.
No billionaire should pay a lower federal tax rate than a teacher, a sanitation worker, or a nurse. I propose a minimum tax for billionaires of 25%, just 25%. You know what that would raise? That would raise $500 billion over the next 10 years.
During the Republican response to Biden's State of the Union address, Senator Katie Britt turned attention to a growing campaign issue, illegal migration at the Mexico border.
President Biden's border policies are a disgrace. This crisis is despicable. And the truth is, it is almost entirely preventable.
Haiti's main airport, make that main port that is, was closed Thursday after an attack by armed gangs, according to the operator of the Caribbean Port Services. The government has extended a state of emergency and nighttime curfew as gang violence continued to escalate in the capital, Port-au-Prince. The U.S. has sent a security team to protect the U.S. embassy. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani now reports that Sweden has formally become NATO's newest member.
Sweden has formally become NATO's 32nd member as security concerns in Europe spike over Russia's Ukraine invasion. President Biden notes NATO was formed as a shield against aggression.
Today, we have fortified the shield.
With Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying Sweden's addition makes the alliance bigger and stronger than ever.
Today is a truly historic day.
Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson says after two centuries of non-alignment with major powers and decades of military neutrality, Sweden has taken the next step by protecting both itself and the alliance. He will be a guest of honor at tonight's State of the Union address. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ursula von der Leyen said Thursday the EU's largest political party stands pro-EU, pro-Ukraine, pro-rule of law, as she gave a speech after being endorsed for a second five-year term at the helm of the bloc's powerful commission. VOA's Kim Lewis has the story.
Von der Leyen's nomination at a gathering of her center-right European People's Party in Romania's capital, Bucharest, comes ahead of June elections for the European Parliament, the EU's only democratically elected institution. The endorsement places her firmly as a front-runner for the top job in the 27-nation bloc.
Now we must tackle the stages ahead of us with full concentration and with unity. And this is why I'm running for another term at the helm of the European Commission.
Having navigated multiple crises ranging from COVID to the Ukraine war as the EC head since 2019, the former defense minister is seeking a new mandate that would run to 2029. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A U.S. Army sergeant accused of selling national defense information has been indicted by a federal grand jury on a wide range of charges, including bribery of a public official. According to the indictment, Corbin Schultz allegedly conspired with an individual identified only as Conspirator A to disclose various documents, photographs, and other national defense materials since June of 2022. The case is the latest in a series of federal prosecutions of current or former military members accused of illegally disclosing sensitive government secrets. And gunmen attacked a school in Nigeria, kidnapping more than 200 students on Thursday, according to a teacher and parents of the missing. No reports on who's responsible for that act. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.